Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Hecka Becca Show with your host, Becca. And today I am excited to talk about public works. A lot of people are probably like, what the heck does that mean? I will get into it. The reason I decided to do this episode is to spread some awareness. So Public Works Week is in the month of May. So it's kind of like Public Works Month as well. And with May coming up, I just wanted to spread some awareness about what public works is, what they do, and all the great things. So let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. When people think of first responders, they usually think of policemen, police people, fire people, or medical people, those sort of things, right? A lot of people don't realize that public works is also part of those services as well. They are first responders because they might report to an accident and help shut off electricity or water if somebody hit a hydrant and it's spraying all over the street. They're usually involved in the cleanup of accidents as well. It's supposed to be the tow truck drivers, but at the end of the day, sometimes they don't get all the things. So Public Works comes in and fixes all of that. They are really, really amazing, hardworking men and women or people in these departments. And they're in every city. And a lot of people have no idea. They are literally the unsung heroes. Like I said, when people think of first responders, they just think of fire, police, medical. But Public Works is also in that as well. And so that's what I'm here to talk about today, is spread some awareness about these people because they are truly, truly amazing. I personally worked in public works for about 5 years, and I was doing customer service. So my job was basically dispatch. Now, granted, yes, it's not super life-threatening stuff, right, that we get. So it wasn't like I was a dispatcher having to go through the emotional toll that they do. I fully understand that. But at the same time, we also dealt with calls. We also dealt with some heaviness sometimes as well. It just really depends on the situation. But we were there all the time as well. And I want to shout out to the dispatchers because we had our county dispatchers take over phone calls when we were off work. So I would work 8 to 5 or 8 to 4:30. And then the dispatchers would then take the calls for the rest of the night until we got there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And that's just kind of how it worked. So shout out to dispatchers, absolutely. But also, I just want to give some special love to Public Works. Because like I said, they don't get a lot of recognition. So let's break it down. First, what encompasses Public Works? So this can kind of vary depending on the city that you are in. The city that I was in originally had engineering people, utility billing. It was a huge department. But then they branched off and became public works, operations, and maintenance. So it's mostly about maintenance. However, a lot of people put the engineers and the architects and all that stuff, all those people in it as well, the planners, everything, environmental people. So sometimes they are involved too, but more specifically, I want to talk about the maintenance people because they need some love. I'm telling you, they do a lot of dirty work that does not get recognized. And so I'm here to give them some love. So when our department split and became operations and maintenance, it consisted of streets maintenance, water, sewer, facilities, and vehicles/equipment. So those were the main divisions within that department. And each one is responsible for something else, right? So facilities, they helped make sure all the facilities were working order. That means doing HVAC work or even painting a building, redoing tiling, anything like that. They really helped kind of keep the facilities up and running and in working order. So anytime a window broke or a door was not working, they would be called, having to fix it, having to handle it, right? The vehicles and maintenance people, those mechanics are so awesome. I mean, they literally have a fleet of vehicles that they're responsible for. My department, we only had 3 mechanics on staff, and they were responsible for keeping all of the vehicles up and running, up to code as well, and just making sure that people are getting to the jobs safely and all the equipment is working properly as well. So big shout out to them. The water, so let's start with water. Those guys, they are in the trenches. Literally, they are helping solve water leaks. They are doing maintenance on the hydrants, because fire departments, well, this is how it worked in my city. Again, disclaimer, other cities might be different, but my city was, the hydrants were tested by the fire department, but they were maintained by the public works department. So making sure that water is going through. And that's the other thing too, they literally make sure water gets to your house. I mean, people don't think about that. They just turn on a faucet and go from there. But when your faucet is on and there's no water coming out, what do? You're going to call public works, because they're going to send somebody out to go take a look and see what's going on, right? Because maybe the water had to get shut down because somebody hit something and it busted a main. So now there's water running all over the street and they needed to close down the water. So you're going to be temporarily out of water, right? Or just some crazy disaster happens like that all the time. A lot of times it's accidents, that sort of thing. Or it can just be something super simple. You might have a leak, right? So your bill's getting really, really high and you're like, why do I have a water leak? Well, call Public Works. They're going to come take a look and see what's going on if it's in their jurisdiction. So that's kind of a little disclaimer, is Public Works is responsible for the city's infrastructure. So anything that the city owns, they're responsible for that. So basically how the water works is water goes to a spigot or to a main line, and the city's responsible for that main line. But then your house, the water inside of your house is not handled by the city. So you turn on the faucet, you don't have any water, call Public Works, just say, hey, you know, there, I don't have any water. I just am curious, is that like a neighborhood thing or is that just a my personal thing? And they'll come take a look and see, okay, no, it's a neighborhood thing. We'll go ahead and get it turned on. Or actually, no, it's just affecting your house. So maybe you need to call a plumber, right? But let them determine that, because they want to help you and it might save you some money, right? Because if you call a plumber immediately, it might have nothing to do with you. It might have something to do with the city. So then you wasted time calling the plumber and money as well. So that's how water works. Sewer is kind of similar as well. Sewer handles any sewer backups. So that's literally poo coming out of the ground and like these things called cleanouts. So cleanouts are basically a circle or a square, rectangle shaped box, and they're usually in the front lawns of homes. And what that is where the sewer main, so the main line, the main drain in the street connects to your house line. So basically that connection is what carries your poo into the stream of poo of everybody else in the neighborhood, right? And sometimes what happens is it gets backed up, and then like there could be a tree root there, or somebody flushed a diaper or flushed a whatever down the toilet and it caused a blockage. So now your poo is no longer able to go into the main poo line. It's now backing up into your lawn. So there's sometimes people who literally had toilet paper on their lawn, had poo on their lawn, had all kinds of stuff that was flushed down the toilet show up on their lawn because it was getting backed up. So a little like PSA, I guess, please make sure you're only flushing toilet paper down the drain. Do not flush baby wipes or any type of wipes. Do not flush them. Put them in the trash. Have a little trash can next to your toilet if you use baby wipes, and flush the and throw those away. Do not flush them. Do not flush. Even if it's flushable, don't flush it because it's not really flushable. So big PSA, only toilet paper, poo, and urine should go down the toilet. That's it. Nothing else. Because you would be very surprised at what people flush down the toilet, and it causes a lot of backups and a lot of issues. And then the last division that I want to talk about is streets. So they are responsible for the potholes. Some cities have them responsible for street lights, traffic lights, that sort of thing. Our streets crew is also responsible for sweeping the streets. So certain cities have certain times that the streets are swept. My city, they would sweep streets twice a month. And that's pretty, like, that's a lot. There were some cities where you only got your street swept once a year, if that, you know. So these people were working very hard, but they also have a lot of backlash because streets are, everyone uses them, right? So let's say there's a pothole. Well, sometimes the pothole is filled, but it's not able to be repaired. So then the filling comes out and it's not repaired, because what happens is it's so bad. This could be caused by weather, trucks, anything. The potholes get so bad that you have to basically remove the street, the road, right? And redo the whole thing. Well, that costs a ton of money. And that part isn't the streets department. They are maintenance. They are not redo the whole thing people. Okay, they are maintenance. So the engineers are the ones who have to come in and have people, like they put out a, what's called a request for a proposal or request for quotes, and try to find people who can fix the road the way that it needs to be fixed. And then the streets department comes in and maintains it as best as they can. Now, again, sometimes weather happens, trucks happen, whatever, and it causes these holes to just be so, so bad that you can't even maintain it. You literally have to rip everything up and fix it from the ground up. And then our streets department was also responsible for any illegal dumping and any graffiti. So that meant people, there's a lot of people out there who they, you know, don't want a mattress anymore. They'll just go dump it in the road or on the field on the side of a road. People do that with all kinds of stuff. They just throw away whatever they don't want and expect somebody else to pick it up. A lot of times it's tires, furniture, paint. Sometimes it's really like harmful stuff, hazardous waste, that gets thrown out too, because people just don't know how to dispose of it properly, or it's too big to go in their trash can. They don't want to have to go to a dump or something, so they just put it on the street and expect somebody else to pick it up. Well, the somebody else to pick it up is the Public Works Department, and they have to go out and pick up this trash. And a lot of times that was like the number one call that we would get, is somebody dumped something here or there or whatever, and our guys would have to go and clean it up, because sometimes it was a hazard in the roadway. Somebody would literally dump it in the middle of a sidewalk or something, and people can't use a sidewalk, or in the middle of the road, people can't drive down the road. So they would go and clear the roads and make sure that they are safe to drive down, and free of any obstruction, right? Which is the illegal dumping. Along with that is graffiti. So a lot of people graffiti all over bridges or all over stuff, and the Public Works Department are the ones who have to clean that up or have to paint over it. So all this to say, these people do a job that a lot of people would not want to do, and is really caused by people who are careless and reckless and you know, just, or maybe they're misinformed and they don't know what to do with something, so they just throw it out. But please be mindful that whatever mess you're leaving, whatever mess you're creating, there are other people who have to clean that up and who have to pick that up, and, you know, to maintain a safe environment. Because if there weren't those people, there would be stuff all over the place, thrown all over, everything would look trashed, and who would want to live in a place like that? So then people move, and then those tax dollars don't create jobs and create a safe city or anything like that. So it's just kind of a cycle of making sure that you take care of you and a little bit of your outside area as well, right? Your circle of influence, make sure that you're taking care. And then just be mindful of the people out there who are working to help maintain and keep you in your home, keep you safe in your home, right? Have water, have a flushable toilet, have safe streets to drive down, that sort of thing. So this is kind of a public works PSA awareness time, right? And so I just wanted to kind of share that with everybody, just so people knew that there are people out there who have to take care of this stuff. A lot of people don't know that, but I'm here to tell you today. So just be mindful, if you do own a home in the future, Public Works will probably be a number one number that you want to have on your fridge, because they are a very important group of people who maintain our lifestyle. Really, they help us maintain safe living spaces and safe neighborhoods. So shout out to all the Public Works people out there. You are super, super appreciated. So I also wanted to kind of use this episode to talk about some funny conversations or funny phone calls that I got while I was working the customer service for Public Works. And one of the funniest ones that comes to my mind is somebody called and they said, "Hi, my closet smells like poop." I was like, "What?" And they were like, "Yeah, it just smells like poo. I don't know." And I was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Well, you know, usually that's not our responsibility. We're responsible from the clean out to the street. You know, maybe it was a dog or something." She's like, "Well, I blamed it on my husband, but he said he didn't fart, so I don't know." And it was this whole thing. Come to find out, she had a leak in her bathroom, which was on the other side of the wall from the closet. And so she had to call a plumber, but our guys went out there and they explained it to her that, you know, this is your responsibility, but this is kind of what it seems like, so make sure you call a plumber. And so she was able to call a plumber, but it was good that she called us first, right? But it was just so funny. She was literally like, "It just smells like poo in my closet." It was like one of the funniest things that I ever got. Another call that I got too was somebody had flushed a bra down a toilet at a park, and it's not funny, it's actually really sad, but just to see on like the paperwork, bra and toilet had to remove. it was very interesting. So yeah, those are just a couple of examples of calls that I've gotten that were a little out there, but we would get calls like that all the time, just random calls that, you know, people were struggling with something or dealing with something, and we would help them out or try to help them out as much as possible. But sometimes things happen and it makes me laugh. So after 5 years of talking to people about poo and whatever else goes down the toilet, I have no shame. I am willing to talk to anybody about whatever. Because at the end of the day, we're all humans. It's all bodily functions. It's okay. So it definitely hardened me, I guess, a little bit. I'm not so like ew and grossed out about stuff, because I really heard it all. Trust me. And one last sweet story that we got one time, it was actually really sad. So there was a family of ducks, a duck and then her ducklings, and they walked over a storm drain and the ducklings fell through the storm drain. So somebody called us and they were like, "Can you please clean up, like get the ducks out the storm drain? You know, they're quacking up and whatever," right? So our guys go out there and they go into the storm drain and they, you know, start bringing up these little ducklings and they save the ducklings, and it's just so sweet. But that was a really interesting one too. I actually got to go out and be a part of that as well. So I actually went out and saw the ducklings in the storm drain, and we were all running around the street trying to catch them, and they were getting out of the box, and it was so chaotic, but it was really sweet. So there's some nasty calls, there's some crazy calls, and there's some really cute and sweet calls too. So Public Works is full of all kinds of things. You should never be surprised about what comes through the phones and the requests that people have. But that's it for me today. Thank you all so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you learned a little bit about public works. And if you see somebody who is in a maintenance department at your city, please tell them thank you. It's a thankless job, but tell them thank you and that you appreciate them keeping your water on, you being able to flush your toilet, and you being able to drive down the street. Just little things like that. They're able to help keep you going in your life and help your life run every day. So thank you all so much for tuning into today's episode. I really appreciate you, and I will catch you all in the next one. Take care.